This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, how are you feeling, first of all?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine. It's no big deal. Got to have more awareness, right? So it's on me.
But take us through what happened, what you saw there on the sideline with the little injury.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's lack of awareness on my point. My part, right, is punt. I was watching a certain part of the punt protection that I'm responsible for and didn't see, right, one of our gunners got jammed out of bounds and just ran into me. So kind of got blindsided, saw him at the last second and got hit. So it is what it is.
Right. One of your guys
Was
that one of the Huskies that hit?
Yeah. Yep.
And what quarter was it?
I think it was like the late first. Uh-huh. Yeah, late first. Yep.
When you're coaching in a game and then you're forced to leave, are you getting updates as the game's going on?
Like our doc, he's the man. When they made me go to the hospital, he came to the hospital with me and just was kind of keeping me updated. So, right. Would prefer not have to go on, but had to leave. So he did an awesome job.
What's your assessment been of the tight end play through six games?
It's been good. You know, I've been happy. I think they have played overall, obviously as an entire offense. You know, at times we haven't ran the ball like we wanted to, but I think they have been playing pretty physical. You know, I was really proud of Dev. You know, in the Cal game, right? He had the drop in the Arkansas State game. He came back, answered, had a big, you know, 8 or 9 catch day and for 80 something odd yards. So was proud of him, you know, bouncing back, keeping his confidence. You know, we weren't targeted a whole lot in the Oregon State game, but I thought they did what they needed to do in the run game, you know, and assignment wise. And I think the young guys are getting better. Like, I'm happy with the way Mark is progressing. I mean, you look at him from when he was here last spring to what he's, you know, doing, some of the things he's doing. You know, still needs to be a little bit more consistent with some technique stuff, but that is happening, right? It's still not, you know, he's a young guy. People forget that kid's a freshman, and, you know, Dev's had to play a lot of football, and, you know, Q, we've been, you know, he's gotten up a little bit banged up earlier, and we're trying to get him in the mix, played a little bit more in the Oregon State game, and left the game early last week. But we were planning to play him a decent amount last week as well. So really, you know, think he's come a long way as well. You know, he kind of got sidetracked in the beginning of camp, and, you know, he's kind of built himself up and started, you know, had strung together some good weeks of practice. So
just how much different, I guess, is the offense, or how much more does it give you when Kate Otten is available as opposed to when all of a sudden he's out for 2 weeks?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you got a veteran that's, you know, produced consistently, right? You know, in the run, in the pass game, and his football IQ to where he can figure some stuff out, right? Football's not a perfect game all the time, right? You're going to get some, you know, some looks that you haven't seen as much, right? At times, right? Or a look that isn't a major look of theirs, right? That's kind of a secondary call. And for him to be able to work through some of those stuff, just because he knows the rules, he knows the scheme so well, and he can go back to the basics and get everybody on the right page. That's probably what you miss the most out of a guy like that. Just that, you know, just the football IQ that you really only get in terms of, you know, the longer you're here, the more you understand football, right? The more you understand the scheme is how that builds. So missed him a lot. Obviously missed his, you know, he's such a sure-handed guy, right? As well in the past game. So obviously we're very excited to have him back and rolling.
The depth chart shows that Jack Westover is back too, and he's been out for a long time, I guess.
Yeah.
Is he pretty good shape right now?
Depth chart was the same last week.
Yeah, it's been the same. It's been the same every week, yeah. So that hasn't really changed. Yeah, you know, he's working hard to get back into it, and, you know, he's doing what he needs to do to work to get himself healthy again and get back out on the field.
love sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.